Greetings and blessings. In today's class and Zohar learning, we are going to delve into a compilation of the book of the Zohar that discusses, that delves into the Geula, into the redemption. And in this book, which is commentated on, commentary is Rabbi Daniel Parrish. It's a beautiful commentary, very important one on the Zohar, which is called the Matok Midvash, sweeter than honey. And Rabbi Daniel Parrish actually survived the Holocaust. As a child, he was thrown off of the cart, which was leading to one of the camps. And he saw it that by miracle, divine intervention, he survived. And he, you know, instead of going the other way of feeling the feeling of desperation and of sadness, he really focused all of his energy to connecting to Hashem. And he was a very important Kabbalist that lived in Jerusalem. And he had this beautiful commentary on the Zohar called the Matok Midvash, which is a compilation of many of the important Kabbalists, such as that comment on the Zohar, such as the Ramak, Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, the Mikdash Melech, the Rabbi Shlomo Alkabetz, and many others. And in this series, we're going to explore the Zohar. And in terms of, for us to understand the time that we're living in, which is so close to the Geula. And in these classes, we are going to be delving into what the Zohar has to say about the upcoming Geula. So in the beginning of the book, it's actually page Chaf Hei. The Zohar talks about Moshe Rabbeinu is going to obliterate the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav were quasi-converts that came along with the Egyptians, with the Jewish people, and they were really Egyptians. And they joined the Jewish people, but they didn't really want to convert. They were just wanted to be on the winning side. And these souls are souls that actually reincarnate. And they hold us back from our potential, our soul potential, and the pristine beauty of the side of Kedusha, of the Jewish people, of the soul of Israel. And these souls try to battle and to bring down and to bring in all types of what we call machloket, arguments and strife, and try to hide the very clarity of Hashem in the world. So the Zohar says, "Ve'ilan inun deloba noach rach me'alayu." These are the ones, the neshamas of the Erev Rav Noach did not want to pray for, because he knew that they were souls that they originated back from that time, that decadent time of the time of Noach, that they were not, they were just up to trouble. Ve'itmar behon, and it says about them, ve'imachu min ha'aretz, that they were obliterated from the land. Begin to havu me'elin, since they were from the root of Amalek. The Itmar Bahon, that it says about Amalek, timchet zecher Amalek, you should obliterate the remembrance of Amalek. Moshe lo istamar minayun. Moshe was not careful enough with the Erevav, and he decided to bring them in to the covenant by giving them a Brit Milah. The Matok Midvash says, which is the last letter of Hashem's holy name, the letter Hey, ve'apil Hey beinayu, and that caused the letter Hey of the Shekhinah to descend down amongst them, or within exile in a place which is not supposed to be. Uvegin da iuloyeu la'aradi song. Because of this, Azar says Moshe did not merit to enter the land because he brought down the sparks of holiness into the klipa. Adito vehi laatra, until the hay will be returned to its place in a higher place. Uveginda nachat iumidargin, and because of this, Moshe fell and descended from his higher plateau, his level in Ruchnius, which is a level of Tiferet, v'nachid bei vav, and with that, there was the letter vav that descended as well. V'ginda he nafla vav yokimla, and the Shekhinah descended down. And what will uplift the Shekhinah is usually is the last letter hey, and the letter vav is the letter of Moshe, which is Tiferet. Vav de Moshe, the letter vav of Moshe, that also descended with her, because generally the letter vav is zer anpin, and the hey is malchut. V'gin de hey zeira hey de Avram, and since the hey, the letter hey, is a small letter hey of Avraham, which we remember Avram, he was supposed to be Avram, and then the letter hey was added. But where did that letter hey come from? That's the letter de Ihu dehi bara'am, that it says at the beginning of creation, God created the world, behi bara'am, the letter hey, the zar, and that letter hey is small, Ihu begina, because it descended downwards into the Shekhinah descended downwards into this world. The Itamar Be, that it says Molich Limin Moshe, that the on the right of Moshe, which is Zerah Tifarta, and the verse continues, which is the arm of his Tiferet. The arm is a letter Vav compared to Tiferet, because a Tiferet is the drawing down, the letter Vav that descends down into creation, specifically into Malchut. So it says Molich Limin Moshe, that Moshe, that in exile bring is on the side of the right side, which is Avraham, which is the idea of God's reason for creation, is the chesed, the goodness within the world, and that letter hey is within Avraham. So Moshe walks to the right of Avram, meaning the apikla mitaman bechela devav, and the right of Moshe is able to uplift that letter hey, which has descended, the hey of Avraham. And of course, Avram did not descend and bring down; he uplifted the world, as the Midrash says that there that Avram fixed the Shekhinah and raised up the Shekhinah, and each one of the seven shepherds raised up the Shekhinah until Moshe is the seventh one, and the seventh ones are called Chavivin, and contrary to the seven levels that the Shekhinah descended down into the world, the Tzaddikim raised up the Shekhinah. And so Moshe is going to the side of Avraham. Moshe is the seventh one of Avraham, and he's uplifting that descent of the Shekhinah that descended downwards and raising it up. And of course, this isn't just in the generation of Moshe or Avraham. It is in each generation, because these souls are collective souls, the collective souls of Avraham and going all the way to the soul of Moshe. And he will raise up that letter hey and eventually bring it into the land of Israel, where there is going to be a yichud, a unification of the letter vav and a letter hey. Miyad shar yaleh, and then there will appear upon this unification, or the letter vav per se, the letter yud and the letter hey, because then there will be a completion of the holy name of Hashem. Because we know that in the time of exile, that the name of Hashem is hidden, the letter Yud and the Hey ki yad al keska, that there's a war against of Amalek against the revelation of the Yud and the Hey, and that is basically the idea of Amalek, which is the separation from the of the mind, separation of that of in Hebrew it's called melika, which is one of the services in the temple, was the separation of a pigeon's head from the rest of the body, which in Amalek is basically that notion of the separation of the higher consciousness and the knowledge and the real unified field and understanding that field and into the heart. So the letter Yud Hey will be unified with the letter Vav Hey when there will be that fixing, essentially, of Amalek, and the Erev Rav will become transmuted, and there will be the unification of Yud and the letter Hey and the letter Vav and the letter Hey. Vishtalim Oma, and then there will be the completion of the oath of Hashem, ki yad al keska milchama l'Hashem, that there is a war of God against Amalek, that God swears upon his holy throne that when this will happen, there will be the obliteration of Amalek. Maimi dor dor, and then the verse says that there's a war of Hashem against Amalek in each generation. Da Moshe, this is the generation of Moshe. De itmar be dor holech ve dor ba, it says in Kohelet. In Ecclesiastes, King Solomon says that the generation comes and generation leaves, and the generation is referring to Vaukumua de late dor pachot mishishim ribo. A generation is no less than 600,000 souls. Veda Moshe, and Moshe is called a generation because Moshe is compared to the entire generation. The itmar bedin techa. That there was one woman who gave birth to 600,000 babies. Who did that? It was Yocheved, the mother of Moshe, that gave birth to Moshe. And Moshe is compared to the entire generation. So that dor holech v'dor ba, that generation, King Solomon says, that leaves, and generation that comes is a generation of Moshe that left, that was in the Midbar, but then that generation will eventually come back and fight the wars of Hashem. Moshe will fight the wars of Hashem against the Erev Rav, which are from the root of Amalek. And so continuing on, v'chamesh minin inun be'erev rav, there are five types of klipa, of the Erev Rav, that are involved with it. And who are they? V'inun siman nega ra. And the acronym for it is a negative affliction. Nega is affliction, ra is a negative one. And that stands for, it's an acronym for Nephilim, which are those the angelic beings, if we remember back in Bereshit, the end of Bereshit, that fell down from heaven, that they descended because they saw the daughter of man, and so they became physical. Giborim, and then they were these very basically macho types of, you know, you could even imagine them being those kind of wrestlers or whatever. Anakim, they were giants. Refaim, they're another type of a giants. And then Amalekim. So we have the acronym of the Erev Rav is these five types of negative types of people, which we're gonna understand a little bit more soon. And so Viginayu Nafla Hei Ze'er, and because of them the Hei fell down. And we know that in the letter Hei there is the number five, and we've got these five types of negative levels of Gevura. And we know that everything's about sweetening the five levels of Gevura, of discipline. And we know we have that within our mouth, that when we speak, we have five levels of enunciation. When God created the world, He created the world through a finite space, and that's the idea of the Tzimtzum. And the idea of the Tzimtzum is really there for the revelation. And there comes the five levels of Chesed. The five levels of Chesed are meant to be able to sweeten the Gevura and to reveal godliness in the world. Whereas these five levels have descended and brought down these five levels of Gevura into exile. Ze'er ha-me'ata, and that letter Hey became small. Bilam uvalak misitra da'amalek hava. And who did Bilam and Balak, that of course tried to curse the Jewish people, they come from the root of Amalek. Tul am Min Bilam. Lak min Balak. So they both Bilam and Balak have the letters Amalek within them. So Bilam, it has the Ayin and the Mem. And Balak has the letters Lamed and Kuf. Ishtar Bavel. What's left over with the rest of the letters? So when we have Balak and Bilam, and we have within it Amalek, and what are the other letters that remain? Bavel, Babylonia, which are the that generation in Babylon, that they tried to make this huge tower that wanted to go up to the heavens and fight with Hashem and sort of cast Hashem from the world. Little did they know that God created the world. Or again, this is exactly the point. It's actual sheer negativity and klipa and complete darkness that is meant to be broken. Ki sham balal Hashem sfat kol ha'aretz, because in Bavel there was that toma, which everything became confused. And according to, we know the Arizal, that the Arizal for 130 years was when he was divorced, and even prior to that, it says that he let out semen, and letting out semen, it of course is you know, there's the holy union and intimacy which happens between man and wife, and that union is a union which likens the Creator, and the letting out of semen is basically unrestrained energy, which goes to the klipa, and essentially these souls came from the souls of from the semen, and they were the soul of the generation of the Mabul, which was destroyed, and later on they came back. The Arizal says as the in the generation of the Tower of Babylon, and later on they became the souls of the Israelites within exile, and that's the whole fixing of being in exile. To fix those souls of Adam, because Adam had, of course, two root souls, which we know everyone is connected to, the root souls of Shem, of Cain and Hevel. But then the root souls of Israel are really there to fix their levels back into Kedusha, because the sin of Adam, it's explained that there was this descent by the tree of good and bad, and that's the fixing essentially. So Ve'ilen inun dishtar me'elin, and these souls basically went into Babylon, de'itmar behun ve'imach et kol ha'yikum, that they were all destroyed. And those are the souls that were left over. So basically, the souls that were fixed in Egypt were those souls that were then a part of the Kedusha, and those are the souls of Israel. But then we've got these souls that were not fixed yet. And those are the souls of the Erev Rav. And they were left over in the fourth exile, which is our current exile. Inen Inun Reshimin Bikiyuma Sagi. Those are the ones that are the heads of the generation. And they have power and influence. And they're in politics. And they have a lot of power to subdue the rest of the generation. And they rule over Israel in a very harsh way, and they usurp their funds and their spiritual energy, and they make it very, very difficult. And it says about the generation of the flood that the entire generation was filled with chamas. Chamas means like there was like this iniquity and negativity that was done. Ilin inun amalekim. These are the amalekim that do all of this. And then we're going to do the second of the five. And the second one are the Nephilim. Nephilim are the second of the five. Alayu itmar ve'yu b'nei elim itmanot adam kitovoteina. That the children of God saw the daughters of man, that they were very beautiful. Ve'ilan inun mina tinyana. These are the second type of the Erevah. Me'ilan nephilin mele'ela. They are the ones that fell and they descended into sexual immorality. Because when God wanted to make man, the Amar Nase Adam Etzalmenu Vegomer, let us make man in our image, the angels were jealous. God wanted to make man the highest of all of creation, to make man in charge of all of the celestial beings. And that all the celestial beings will be subordinate to man. Kegavna de Yosef, just like Joseph. The Itmar Beve Yafkid Pkidim Alarz, that Joseph was in charge. Yosef Atzadik was the one who was the Moshel, the ruler over all of Egypt, but the entire world, as he wished. And we know that Yosef is the fixing of Yaakov, which is the fixing of Adam. And they had the same image, the image of Yaakov Yosef. And Yaakov was the Shufrei de Yaakov, ke Shufrei de Adam. And the beauty of Yaakov is the beauty of Adam. Inun bau lekatre galei, and the Malachim wanted, which are the Nephilim, wanted to be mekatreg, wanted to speak negatively about the creation of Amru ma enosh, and they said, what is man who we shall remember him? If you were below, you were just like the lower man. If you were lower, so these angels said, hey, who's man over here? What's so great about them? So basically God said, do you know what man has to deal with? And so if you think it's such an easy task, let's put you down there for a day or two. And so these Nephilim came down into the world. So those are the Nephilim who basically wanted to be mekatrik, speak negatively about men. And they saw that it's not easy to be man. Automatically they saw some good looking women and they checked right after them. And man descended them right into the darkness. Bishal Shalan in great shackles of bronze. Ve'inun Azavazal. These are the negative angels. Ve'deminayu nishmat in the Erevah. From them come all of the those that are sinners, that are cheaters, and they in Israel. The inun nefilin. Those are the ones that fall down, that pilu garmayu liznot batar neshay dinu tavan, and they go and they are involved in illicit relations. Uvigindan, because of this, api lon kuch abrichu me'al madatin, because of this, God descended, God did not allow them to have any of the next world. Lo yehel lon chulak ataman, they will not have any part in the next world, those that are souls of this klipa. V'yayvlon agrayu b'hay alma kimo da'atamar. U'mishal mesonav el panav la'avido v'gomer. And God will descend and basically give them their reward in this world, as the verse says, that God, who the person who he does not like and wish to give them the reward of the next world, he gives them their world, their reward in this world. Giborim, who are the levels, the third level of the Erevav. Giborim, those are those strong, mighty ones. Tlita, Alayu Itmar, Hema Giborim, those are the mighty ones. Anshe Hashem, the people of name. Ve'inu Misitra di Ilein, those are from the side of, again, they come from the generation of the Tower of Babylon. Di'itmar Behuhava Nivna Lanu Ir, let us create a whole city. And we'll go up to the heavens. So they were like builders and they thought big. The Banin, so in the Erevav, what do they do? They look like as if they're holy and they build all types of even synagogues. They show, or in the power, or in politics, or in whatever other powerful place that they have, they build. And they don't build for the name of God. It's not really for Elon Mabed Lonshem. What are they building? They're called Anshe Shem, the people of name. That they're building it just to make a name for themselves. Hadau dichtiv nasalanu shem. Let us make for ourselves a name. Umisitra acha, and they really come from the other side. Mitgabrin al Yisrael deinun ka'afar de'ar, and they overcome the Israel, the souls of Israel, who are poor and they are lowly as the dust of the earth in exile. The gazlin lon, and they steal from them. Vit avdat avidata, and through that they hold back the service of God in the world because the people are exhausted. And they're unable to do the will of Hashem. And that it says about the Ark of Noah. It says about it that the water was raised very, very high, meaning that these sins and this negativity makes it very difficult for us to do our work in this world. The fourth level are called Rifa'im min Arivia. They are, what are they? Im yechazim lisa b'dochak. If Israel see them in their hardships, mitrapin minayu, they basically, when they don't help them out. In other words, they are cold, heartless. That when they see someone in need, their heart is hardened. That they have the ability to save someone, to help someone, if it's financially, if it's with a good word, if it's with compassion, it's with speaking to them, if it's with hearing them, whatever it is, they're not there. They are from the word refaim, that they let go. They are completely secular, and we could say even left wing, and completely, you know, all they want to do is just do good to the nations of the world. In other words, they're more associated with the nations of the world than with their own Judaism, with their own self. Alayu itmar refaim bal yakumu bezimna diete pikida li yisrael diitmar bon veta'avin kol zecher lama anakim. So we're the fifth level of the Erevav. Anakim mina chamisha de'inu mezalzalin le'ilin. Those are the ones that are called giants, that they make fun of the Torah scholars, de'itmar behon. Anakim le'gargiratecha, who are anakim, are also called, they're also called strings that are around your throat. And they're basically beautiful sort of bracelets or ornaments. And that's the Torah. So the Anakim are making fun of the Anakim. So they bring the land back into exile. That the Erevav basically were involved with the destruction of the temple, and the world went back to exile. The Ihi Ikar Vishua De Alam, because the Beit HaMikdash is the main part of the world of creation. Miyad Yete Or De'iu Kucha Brichu, and immediately when the light will come, which is the light of Hashem within the time of the Geula, as it says, Kumi Uri, it says in Isaiah, Yi Or Itmachun Min Alma Bi Abdun. So then these five levels of the Amalek will become obliterated. But the Geula of Yisrael is dependent, contingent on the obliteration of Amalek, and not in the obliteration of the Erev. The Ve'omav, which is the swear, which is the oath of Hashem, and with that, as it says, Reishis Goyim Amalek V'ha'ukmuah.